This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up. I want to get Cheryl from Fargo in here because she's been waiting. We let Danelle Presky go after giving us that update on the situation that we have been reporting on a good chunk of the morning, and that is a new protest. I have a video on my Facebook page. I think Todd is sharing this. From St. Anthony. By the way, there's about 50 protesters there by some reports. 49 of them have cell phones with video. This whole thing is designed to get somebody on Facebook. It's all it is. Honestly, most of them I see look to me to be people I would identify at a Bernie Sanders rally. I don't see a lot of, Native American people with the sign saying, water is life. I see the Bernie Sanders, I hate oil types. Obviously, these folks have emerged, but horrific situation. You got a fireman up on a bobcat, and the hydraulic thing that would bring the boom, the bucket rather, up and down, on a cat. This two protesters taking themselves, and as best I can tell, it looks like big PVC pipe, and then they've wrapped something around that and put themselves in that so you can't just pull your arms out of it. Okay. So they really are. I mean, the law enforcement looks like they're extracting somebody from a vehicle from this equipment. And you've got people up there doing this. And then you have law enforcement around it protecting it, and all the protesters right up to the ring of law enforcement, and they're shouting a bunch of crap at the law enforcement officers. Just totally disrespectful. So it's happening. We have a live feed on it if you want to see it. It'll just about disgust you, though. I'm here to tell you. I have a snootful of this whole thing. If it's an unlawful protest, then shut it down. One note of, we're getting a lot of calls and emails on this text as well. We do have some seats left for the trip to New York City. My wife Maria and I are hosting that trip to New York City, November 29th to December 4th. It includes a UND hockey game in Madison Square Garden against Boston College, the Rockettes and Radio City Musical, a Broadway show, Natasha, the Great Comet, the story of War and Peace, really good. So a Broadway show, an island cruise around Manhattan, dinner at Trump Tower, dinner at Carmine's, dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe. Every site you could possibly want to see in New York City, from the Empire State Building to Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. I've never done that one before. Looking forward to that. A guided tour of America's Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. This is going to be one of those every single day you got the new memories that are just fantastic. We're down now to, I believe, about a dozen. I think it was a dozen as of yesterday, and we've heard a few more saying, hold a few for me. So probably in single-digit seats remaining. It is filling up fast. So if you thought about this, want to go, today's the day. Call Jason. I'm just going to give you his number. Direct Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008 is his telephone number. Or you can email me, and I'll send that to you, scott@flagfamily.com. Scott@flagfamily.com. But his number again, 952-898-0008. We have Bismarck to New York City flights. We have Fargo to New York City flights. So give that a call. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for our weekly talk radio town hall. Good morning. Kevin, can you hear me? I do not hear Kevin, guys.
I don't hear.
Right. Well, let me take Cheryl in Fargo and see if we can hear Kevin. Cheryl, you go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your show. I want to say that this protest is now impeding my little tiny small farm. I'm working in Fargo trying to make money so we can keep our little farm going in Bismarck. We pay taxes. Can you tell me anything from down at the Standing Rock Reservation that they have built with their own money, with their own taxes that they're providing to the state? No, they're impeding us from making the money that they're going to be using down at the res. You can tell I'm very upset about this. I'm telling the people that are protesting, don't bite the hand that feeds you. It all comes down to money. And I'm suggesting that the people that are protesting should go help the people that are trying to put this pipeline in. Get a paycheck rather than a check from the government. You'll have more self-respect and more self-worth, and you'll really realize what living in America is all about. It's not about getting a check from the government for doing nothing. These people do not respect authority. They do not respect anything. If somebody makes a living and gets an education and gets out of the tribes, they shun that person like you wouldn't believe. They have to start realizing that their way of life, from government check to government check to government housing to government schools to government, is not getting them anywhere. Go Donald Trump. I'm tired of taking care of everybody that doesn't want to take care of themselves. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry.
Nothing to apologize for, Cheryl. You have some passionate viewpoints, and that's what this show's all about. Find out what's on your mind.
We have a little farm by St. Anthony that we're trying to keep going, and these people now are going to be coming on our property and destroying our property. Let's get them arrested. Let's get them out of there.
Then we talked to a truck driver earlier who was trying to pull grain in and out of that area and having a heck of a time.
Right.
What's going on? So
how do they have more rights than we do?
Disrupting.
They're not paying a penny for what they've got. And if you say we're going to sue the tribes, guess who you're suing? You're suing me for more of my tax dollars so they can pay the bill for the suing. It doesn't make sense. But people have to start having some self-respect. And get a job. I think that's where it starts.
Cheryl, appreciate your call, and I think we got our connection cleared up with Congressman Kramer now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Cheryl really sums up a lot of the feedback we've had, much of it related to a new protest at a different site stopping construction on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And it is enough. Enough already, right? I mean, I've got a text here. Governor needs to say enough. Get off his duff. Call up whatever law enforcement and this protest. Natives want to fight. They always want trouble. You need to stop this before it gets worse. Somebody else sending me North Dakota Century Code 12.1-21-05, criminal mischief. A person guilty of an offense if they willfully tamper with tangible property of another so as to endanger a person or property. I mean, it goes down the list. Says, you know, what are we waiting for here? There seems to be a sentiment here that this needs to end. Do you agree?
Scott, the property crimes are among the most egregious in our code, and they're treated as such. And so there's no question that there is, in addition to the clear letter of the law and this clear spirit of the law, there are political ramifications. I don't think anybody can deny that. But the irony for me is that the tribe, the Standing Rock tribe, whether they are advocating this or not, or promoting it or not, they are now complicit in it. And the problem that I see for them is that any validity to the idea that this is a peaceful, peaceful, lawful protest has long been lost. And so, along with a pipeline that's going to most likely be buried far underneath the Missouri River north of their nation, their very own credibility is on the line. And so either somebody down there needs to take control and bring lawfulness back to this situation, or it's going to be imposed upon them. And any sort of moral high ground they thought they might have at one time is dissipating very, very quickly. And so capital, whether it's, you know, we talk a lot about, it's about the money. I've been hearing that a lot. It's about a lot more than that. The capital comes in all forms, and not the least of which is your political capital and your influence. And they are losing their influence, frankly, to a bunch of people, at the hands of a bunch of people for whom this is a sport as much as anything. And it's just really, really unfortunate. I'm not prepared to give up on North Dakotans that live on our reservations. I love them, and they've got rights that they can exercise, but their own credibility right now is on the line, and it's dissipating quickly.
Yeah, you make some very good points in that when you talk about people doing this for sport. I mean, this is, I've called this the Black Lives Matter Energy Division. I mean, it's all over. Go look at this this protest today. This is a Bernie Sanders rally. This is just anti-oil agitators that are co-opting, you know, a legitimate concern over, you know, a process that didn't get the proper outcome for the folks at the Standing Rock pipeline, which happens all the time. But there's recourse to deal with that. And it doesn't take this.
The problem, Scott, I see, even as you bring up, yes, proper process, and yes, there's recourse in the courts and those kinds of things. But we've got to stop confusing our disagreement with an outcome with a violation of process. The reason there are courts, the reason there are legislators, the reason there are governors, the reason we have law enforcement is because many things come to impasse. And at some point, somebody has to make a decision that's lawful. And the decision has been made that this is a lawful pipeline, that this is a lawful route, that this is a lawful process.
Yeah, and to disagree with that, there's a process for that. More after this with Congressman Kramer. Don't go away.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers' performance system.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff, one of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Congressman Kevin Kramer is here every week with a talk radio town hall. Any and all topics are welcome on the program. Call us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Local number, Bismarck Bandance, 258-0550. You can text Todd with your questions or comments to 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can also, did I forget anything? I guess email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Yesterday on the program, I asked Scott Davis, Executive Director of the Department of Indian Affairs, he was talking about the protest transitioning from leadership under political leadership, as he called it, to traditional leadership. And saw that as a positive thing where the political leaders were having less and less influence. The political leaders were taking over, the traditional leaders were taking over, and therefore this was becoming more of a prayerful event than a protest. And, of course, today, unfortunately, says that there obviously are two camps here that want to do things that are unlawful. Well, the actual encampment is on Corps of Engineers land that has made this unlawful. It's trespassing. I asked Scott about that. Say, no matter how peaceful it is, no matter how prayerful it is, it's still on land that they don't have permission to be on. He said that he heard there was a permit in the works from the Corps of Engineers. Would the Corps of Engineers issue a permit to allow a protest to happen near a site on construction they've authorized?
I don't know, Scott. It seems unlikely to me. I mean, remember, the Corps of Engineers went to court last week to, and quite, I might add, from everything I've heard from people that were in the courtroom, that quite adamantly defended their decision to issue the permit to to allow the pipeline there. So I don't know. I can't speak to it for sure. I haven't talked to anybody, but I'd be surprised, I guess. They certainly might, issue an easement or a permit of some sort for access to core land for some sort of a peaceful protest, but certainly not on the construction site.
And where are we at with the construction? I mean, if I'm Dakota Access Pipeline, and now I've got another construction site shut down, separate from this other one that was shut down where there are thousands of people there, I'm saying, what kind of a place is this to do business, for crying out loud? What, I mean, how does this anarchy end and get back to law and order?
Well, obviously there's a process in motion now that sort of begins and maybe ends, I don't know, but certainly begins with the decision by the D.C. Circuit Court that will come sometime next week, most likely. That the problem now is if they are moving into other sites, and I've been watching some of the videos and by, obviously violating several laws, not the least of which is criminal mischief, but it seems to me that there has to be a much more aggressive law enforcement response. And of course, this is what they're counting on, and they're hoping for a whole bunch of sympathy. But breaking the law is breaking the law. And if we just can't have our law enforcement officers, first of all, it's very unfair to them, by the way. I mean, here they are out there, by the way, helping keep the people safe who are creating the problem. That this is the right that they have. And so they're out there trying to keep people safe and allow lawful commerce to take place, and they're enduring this, the spraying of things and throwing of things and this unlawful behavior. At some point, as I've said all along, that the political winds are such that the protesters have very, very little support. And by that, I don't mean by government officials. I'm talking about people in general. And God bless, all I can say is God bless these law enforcement officers. And the next person that complains to me about one, that might be when I lose my cool.
And okay, you should see what they're enduring today.
Yeah.
This is really bad. Some of these videos, the taunting and everything they're doing. And again, they're trying to get a guy off of a piece of construction equipment.
Right? Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
Any questions? Welcome for Congressman Kramer today on any and all topics. I do want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump and the trip to Mexico today and the speech on immigration tonight. So we can chat about that and lots of other things today. But anything you have in the way of an opportunity to visit one-on-one with your member of Congress, go for it today on the program as we always do here. Gary, go ahead. You're next for Congressman Kramer on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Good morning, Congressman. Thank you for taking questions.
Hi, Gary. My pleasure.
I have one question regarding Medicare. It's going around on the Internet that once you become 76 years old, Medicare will no longer pay for cancer treatment. True or false?
I've not heard that. I'll check on it. I doubt it, but let me check on it.
Well, it has to do with the so-called death squad or whatever, you know, that
I guess I have heard some rumors similar to that, and I believe we've tracked those down, and I found them to be, untrue. So, but let me do a little more digging again, and we'll get a more specific answer, a more detailed answer.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I got a text question here related to, a comment. Please tell Congressman Cramer to stop being political and start being real. If it were white people doing this on the reservation, the government would have stopped this before it started. Be real. Votes for you are going to matter down the road, and natives don't vote for you anyway.
Okay, but I guess I don't understand the real part. We cannot deny that we do not want people hurt. We don't want people hurt, including the people who are protesting, and that our law enforcement professionals, and they are professionals, they are the ultimate professionals, will know exactly how to handle this, and they'll handle it appropriately. The thing that bothers me, frankly, as much as anything, is you get groups like Amnesty International or whatever they're called come in here like somehow they're smarter than we are or know more than we are, and somehow our law enforcement officials need their oversight. Give me a break. It's just about enough to make me want to have them arrested. But they're welcome to come down here and see how it's supposed to be done, how it's really supposed to be done. I don't live in a sort of a, I choose to be very real, frankly, and to accept certain realities. And one of the realities is that we live in, and this is a situation that is not just literal, it is political, and all those things have to be considered. And I might even go so far as to suggest this, and that is that while we live in this political environment, and this is a hyper-political environment that we're dealing with right now, there are certain advantages to patients. There are tremendous advantages to patients, and one of the advantages is, as I've been talking about, is that whatever empathy or sympathy the protesters thought they could get, they are losing quickly. All of that adds to the political capital of the company and the federal government and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So while we love to see sort of dramatic action, patience is oftentimes the far more effective form of action.
Short break. North Dakota Department of Transportation and North Dakota Highway Patrol have informed us they have temporarily closed Highway 6, 6 miles south of Mandan, at the intersection of Morton County 138A and at the junction of North Carolina Highway 21, 19 miles east of Flasher, due to that traffic incident we've been telling you about down there. Only local traffic will be allowed. More coming up on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Cramer after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slabaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive@25.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Get the number, the license number of every one of them protesters down there, and find out who they are, and stop all social services to every one of them, any and every one of them. And I believe that probably criminal trespassing besides, isn't it? Arrest them for criminal trespassing.
Yeah, well, that's, I tell you what, to do that with thousands of people is, you know, beyond challenging. And that's one of the reasons that I believe it hasn't happened at the encampment, despite it being labeled an unlawful protest. But obviously the word's been put out to say you can't lawfully help or supply an unlawful protest, or you're part of that. So that was the idea there. But this one of what they said, 50 or so people, maybe the right approach is to send a strong signal and have Congressman Kramer, am I wrong? All 50 people that are on that land illegally right now stopping progress, just not the ones tied to the equipment, are breaking the law. They could all be arrested, couldn't they?
Well, it seems to me they're trespassing. I presume it's private property, which is, like I said, you know, property laws, property violations are really quite major, and they're felonies. And so, for the most part, you have to deal with that out of fairness to the people who own the property. Never mind the company that is a lawful citizen of the United States. When you're trespassing on private property, that's a pretty serious violation, and nobody has the right to do that. So it has to be dealt with. But at the same time, I think the caller that the call you just played makes an important point. I suspect these people are all being identified. I'm sure they are, not just license plates, but by face and facial recognition and other things. And I have no doubt that justice will be served on all of them. But you also have to be realistic. We want justice to be successful, and we don't want 16 officers to try to arrest 50 people. I wouldn't want our officers put in that situation.
We have we know of two arrests now, and they are also trying to get someone off the equipment. Obviously, they'll be arrested as well. So at least three arrests to come. The only address we have is the female that was arrested that Danelle Bresky told us about earlier was from St. Louis, Missouri. So we'll continue to find out not only how many have been arrested, but where they're from as well. I want to ask you about Donald Trump traveling to Mexico City today for a meeting with the president of Mexico. There was an invite extended last Friday to Donald Trump, but also Secretary Clinton, and Mr. Trump has taken the initiative to go meet with him, and will give a major speech tonight. First of all, there's been a torrent of reports that Donald Trump's position has changed on immigration and specifically on dealing with illegal immigrants. To your knowledge, has it?
Not to my knowledge. knowledge. In fact, as I've watched some of the reports and watched the things that he has said, I don't find any conflict, frankly. I what I find is a more of a refinement. If the Washington Post has a pretty big story on it today where I'm interviewed pretty extensively. I was interviewed pretty extensively for it, and I called it a refinement. And that's what I see it as. And by that I mean the principles, the high goals have always been the same. And by the way, these have been the goals of the Republican House of Representatives for at least 4 years since I've been in there. But now he's refining what I call the chronology of things, the priorities. In other words, if in fact securing the border is the highest priority, do it. With a physical wall, I don't think there's any question he intends to build a physical wall. What that wall looks like, who knows? Maybe he's going to tell us more about that tonight. And then dealing with sanctuary cities and things like that, these are fairly easy things to deal with if you have the right political people in place. And the idea that somehow we can have major cities in the United States that get to violate federal law while they throw petty criminals that were born and raised here in jail, if you're somehow an illegal immigrant, you get to commit violent crimes and be released because you're an illegal immigrant. Those kinds of things, I don't have any question you'll deal with, but those are what I call the priorities. And then how you deal with the 11 million or so illegal immigrants that are here in the country, I think you can expect them to lay that priority out. And of course, he's going to start with people who committed violent crimes. And who wouldn't expect him to do that? And so I think what you're just seeing, again, more of a refinement of the strategy to go along with the goals. And I think people should be very patient with this because nobody's dealt with it for decades. And here comes Donald Trump, who's preparing to deal with it as, in one term as president of the United States. And I think we should hear his plan.
So, to me, the tenets of the Trump plan on immigration have been the wall.
Yep.
No amnesty and no citizenship. I don't even remember that I heard anywhere that there was going to be mass deportation, but evidently at some point he was asked about it or there was some reference to the fact that there would be mass deportation. It might have come up in one of the debates because I think he was pressed pretty hard on it. And I have a sense from Kellyanne Conway and others that have made comments that if there's any change, it's a realization, your word, refinement, that mass deportation probably just isn't practical. Could you even do it? What would it cost? How do you go about it? I mean, so if there's been a change or a refinement, has it been on removing or not proceeding with some sort of mass deportation?
Well, that's the only thing I have seen that somebody could interpret as a change or a flip-flop. But I just think it is the realization that, there are no buses big enough for 11 million illegal immigrants. And furthermore, they're not as easy to find as people might think. So that's why what I appreciate and what I hope to hear more about is his ideas with regard to e-verify and things like that. Because when you start implementing, and requiring the implementation of technology like e-verify, you not only put undocumented workers on notice, you put their employers on notice. And that will almost have its own enforcement mechanism built in, because if you start putting the employers that are hiring people, knowingly hiring people that aren't documented on notice, you're gonna starve them out of the country, if nothing else. So I just think hearing his strategy and the chronology of priorities is going to be very important. And I know that there's no doubt there are going to be some people who want, 11 million people put on a jumbo jet and flown to the equator, but the reality of that, I think, is setting in. And let's not forget that, you started this question by the fact that once again, Donald Trump is acting more presidential than Hillary Clinton. He's the one meeting with the president of Mexico today, and he's the one
that's a gutsy move. That's a gutsy move.
But see, we shouldn't be surprised. This is a gutsy guy. This is not somebody who plays by the traditional rules of establishment politics. It's what we love about him. And it should be admired. And it's much like, he went down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, days, if not weeks, before Barack Obama found time to get down there. He is not afraid of the lion's den. And the thing that I think concerns some people, and probably the most ardent supporters, is that he's demonstrating some of this ability, this flexibility that comes with being in tune with the population. And he is nothing if not a tremendous reader of what's going on in the country and what people are thinking, and partly because he's among them so much, you know. So I think we have to admire that leadership quality that he has.
Texter asked a question about an issue that's come up before on the talk radio town hall, and that is about disabled veterans being able to shop on base. Where is that bill in the process?
Yes. So that is actually an amendment on the National Defense Authorization Act. I shouldn't say that. There's an amendment on the National Defense Authorization Act that I supported and that made it through on the House side that calls for the Department of Defense to look into that and to report back on why that couldn't happen. Oftentimes, that's all it will take. We have an amendment on the Defense Authorization Act. Now, that said, of course, the President of the United States actually vetoed the Defense Authorization Act. Democrats in the Senate failed to override his veto. So we continue to work it. By the way, this is unprecedented in presidential history, where the Commander-in-Chief vetoes defense bills. It's never happened. It's always been the highest priority of the federal government. But the reason he does it is because he's always trying to negotiate for more social programs, and he doesn't want to give our men and women in uniform the tools that they need to defend the country unless he can get what he wants. And that unilateral leadership style of Barack Obama is growing very tiring.
Another emailer says, call in the National Guard to resolve the situation with the unlawful protest immediately. Everyone is tired of this. Email Scott from Bismarck. If you were governor, would you call in the Guard for this?
Well, I'm not privy to as much information as the governor has because he is the governor, and rightfully so. And so I don't know if I was governor, if I would or not. I will tell you that, and again, I have not talked to him about it. I've not talked to anybody in the governor's office about this in the last week or so. So I don't know what they're considering. But again, similar to what I said before, the time for that is probably approaching in my mind, not because we want a military conflict going on, but because, out of fairness to our law enforcement officers who are being asked to keep us safe and to keep the unlawful people safe and to protect lawful commerce, the challenge in front of them is probably far too great for our law enforcement officers. And by the way, let's not forget that while they're down there, they're not in our other communities protecting us. And so it's just unfair to the resources and to our law enforcement officers not to provide some sort of massive, in my view, some massive support system. Now, maybe that support comes in the form of a whole bunch of federal police officers, which, of course, as you know, I've advocated for, and I've written to every federal law enforcement agency as well as the governor to let them know I fully support whatever resources can be marshaled down here. But, it's going to get to the point where it's just required.
This is a federal government issue. This is, it is work being stopped on a Corps-approved project on Corps land. The feds do have some responsibility here. Are you getting any sign of anything from them, or is it just you figured out, guys?
Oh, no, we've definitely seen increased interest by federal law enforcement. I mean, I'm sitting right now in the federal building in Bismarck, where my office is, and there's a tremendous additional service around the federal building, and a lot of more vehicles than usual. So, no, there's no question that there's been some response, but whether it's adequate or not, I'm not privy to that. But as crowds grow to thousands, of course, yes, so does the police force have to.
A listener by the name of Grace has emailed Kevin. Give me some hope. How's that for a start? I'll give you a little more detail here.
Sure.
You don't have to start completely.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I talk to, everybody I watch, read, or listen to seems to think Donald Trump is going to lose. The polls don't look good. Is this race over? So I will leave everybody in suspense as to what your answer is going to be to give Grace some hope. And we'll do that on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. More with Congressman Kevin Cranor. Our final segment's the last chance to get a call, question, or comment. Email to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How does $32 an hour sound with a great company and great benefits? Keep listening. Write down this number, 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. Two North Dakota locations, Williston, Killdeer, needs you. Gary, what do you need?
I need three mechanics in Killdeer, North Dakota, and I need four in Williston. I'm looking for trailer technicians. I'm looking for tank, welder, / fabricators, and testers.
Gary, tell us what kind of skill sets Polar Service Center is looking for.
If you're a trailer technician, you can do suspension systems and brake jobs and electrical repairs and Titan repairs, and you can weld and fabricate. If you can do the tank inspections also and you're certified, you can make as high as $32 an hour.
There's even a housing allowance in Killdeer. Polar Service Center, they're in Killdeer, they're in Williston. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Themed Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In part today by our friends at My Pillow. Every night, after a hard day's work, slaving away behind the microphone, I get the chance to put myself the head right on the pillow, and I absolutely love it. And you can too. They have the 4-for-1 deal still going, or you can get the 50% off of the premium pillow deal. Some great bargains when you use the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T. Put that in there for me, or call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. There's no risk here, folks. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It's the best. Minnesota made. Kind of like that, too. And they're shipping about 40,000 of these a month. That's no kidding. So thank you for purchasing them. And thank you for listening to this program and taking advantage of the great offer at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or by calling 800-506-9028. And one other email here from, where is she? She said her pen didn't go fast enough. Mary, I wasn't quick enough for a pen with that number. Can you email the trip info to New York? I will do that. But I'll also give you the number and maybe say it just a tad bit slower because I can be a little fast with it sometimes, and I apologize. You ready? You're calling Jason now, and it's a toll-free telephone number. So and it's not toll-free. Sorry, it's 952, Minneapolis number, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Okay. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 4 minutes to go. And some calls to get to, including Darlene in Montana and Karen in Fargo, and an email from Dennis. Grace is first. Grace wants some hope on the Donald Trump thing. Everywhere she looks, sees, reads, whatever, the race is over, the poll numbers are all bad. Are they?
Well, anybody named Grace should be full of hope, and she should have lots of it because Trump is surging in every national poll. He's well on track to overtake Hillary Clinton in the national polls. It's now within 2 to 3 points, depending on which poll you're looking at. It's all been up. But here's some more interesting things. Key demographics. He's well ahead of where Romney and McCain were with black voters. So, you know, don't believe everything you hear. But in Pennsylvania, for example, it's now within 3 points. Among independents, he's clobbering her. In Ohio, it's a dead heat. Among independents, he's clobbering her. In Michigan, it's within 5 points, which nobody believed possible. He leads among independents there. In Florida, he's ahead by two or three, depending on the poll. In Iowa, he's ahead in a couple of polls and dead heat in a poll. So it's Grace, you have every reason to have hope that lives up to your name.
Dennis says, I have an 8-month-old nephew doctoring in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minneapolis since birth. He requires a BiPAP breathing machine and an alarm so that when he stops breathing during the night, his mom or dad can wake him to start his breathing. At his last checkup, the doctor told him he was in trouble with the FDA for treating them because of changes in Obamacare that took effect August 1st. He said he can only observe and advise, but he can no longer treat. In addition, he told them they are required to return the BiPAP machine and alarm. This little boy is as normal as can be when awake, but because he is under 2 years old, he cannot be helped. If this were your child, how would you feel?
Well, I wouldn't return the machine, but I've got to look. I want to look into Dennis's specific situation. It sounds like there's a Obamacare / FDA conflict here, and that wouldn't shock me. I don't know the details, but we hamstring our FDA or our FDA hamstrings innovation, which is why so much of medical innovation is moving offshore. And by the way, so are medical devices because Obamacare put a big tax on them, and we've lost thousands of jobs offshore in the medical device industry. So I don't know what the specifics are of it. I want to check it out, and hopefully we can get – if you could send me Dennis's email, in fact, we'll try to track him down and see if we can find some more specific answers.
I will do that pronto. Emailer, I personally drove by the protest 6 this morning as it was getting started. The cowards protesting had handkerchiefs over their faces, and later when my husband drove by, they were holding beer cans and throwing them on the ground. Why is this not being reported? Enough is enough. Another says, there's a texter, Scott, I believe that farmers down there are wanting to get their farming done. If there's a problem with that, there's going to be tempers that are going to be going off, and we don't need that. Another says, arrest trespassers. Okay. And as we told you earlier, Highway 6 has been closed down now because of this incident that they're working on. Darlene in Montana on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I bet they have Cloverdale bacon at a supermarket near you in Montana, Darlene. It's good stuff. So,
Well, actually, I'm from North Dakota. We're just traveling in Montana.
Okay, good.
But I'm from, we have a place in Ward County, and then we also have a place in Williams County. And so we pay taxes both places. And what I have against it is these people, a lot of them, are paid to protest. And they're out to cause trouble. and they're out to get publicity. And I know out by our farm in Williams County, we are close right next to Core Engineer land, and they're very, very fussy on the Core Engineer land out by us by Lake on Lake Sakakawea. And a lot of the fishermen, they have to walk in. They're not supposed to put their vehicle on the beach where they're fishing.
All right.
They're just very, very picky.
Darlene, up against the break here, so we got to give Congressman Kramer a quick chance to respond. Anything, Kevin?
Well, she makes an important point about the Corps and how they treat their land, and there's no question there are a lot of conflicts, not the least of which is the Corps and how they're going to deal with this on Corps land.
To be continued, and we shall cover it all, Darlene. Thanks for the call and the tip. Sorry, ran out of time. Congressman Kramer, thank you. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
New York City
at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deals in New York City.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.